Blog Talk Radio.
You ready. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the world premiere podcast, The Attic is an urban-based podcast. All founding members are from the beautiful, toxic state of New Jersey. Now, my team, the folks that helped me put together this podcast, I got Big Brother, the Messenger, got my baby sister, and my baby brother. We have Sister Tippy, and we have Nurse Carmen. Now, if you'll give me 60 of your minutes, guaranteed to entertain you. And again, we want to make Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, an event in your podcast life. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we want you tuned into The Attic. Hear what nobody say. I like that opening piece, man. I'm sorry. I know I start every show off with that, but my man Rob White at work, aka the menu, he laced that beat nice, man. Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Well, great, bro.
Well, everybody's from rainy Southern Florida.
I'm sorry, sir.
I said welcome from rainy South Florida.
Oh, that's Triple OG. All right, man. That's Triple. What's up? when we finally meet, man, that's your radio name. You had nothing to do with it, man. That's Triple OG right there. But anyway, tonight, man, we got a show set up for you tonight. Kind of the way the Attic takes care of business. We just want to. Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock. Again, we really want to be a part of your podcast life, your podcast selections. The Attic, Haza Haz production on Blog Talk Radio. Again, we are an urban-based podcast that we want to be entertaining more so than not trying to be your weekly newscast. Because I want to go on record right now with saying some of the shit that we talk about on this show might not just pan out the way it was presented to you. So, again, we want to be more entertaining than factual. But now, don't get me wrong. There is a whole lot of facts in what we bring to you. But we like to bring it to you, for the most part, from a perspective that you're not going to find on Channel 4 News and things of that nature. So what we're going to do tonight, hey, welcome, Sister Tippy. Okay.
What we're going to do. How you doing, co-producer?
All right, we're good. What's this? That felt like we was on TV. You know how you asked the anchorman? Anchorman asked somebody in the field a question, and you got that 2 or 3 second delay. But let me tell you. No, we're good. Let me tell you about something I heard and I've been reading the last couple of days, and I want to get your take on it. Everybody, I'm sure, is familiar with Muhammad Ali, Muhammadid. Do you know that right now HBO is doing a special, and there seems to be some allegations. We go scratch it real quick. That remember the big fight he had against Sonny Liston that kind of shot his career to where we ended up? Do you know that there's now speculations or talk that was a setup fight? That Sonny Liston was in so much debt with the mob that, or if there is such a thing as a mob, I don't know. But Sonny Liston was so much in debt with a group of people, because I'm from Jersey, I still got respect. that he had to throw that fight so that they didn't kill him. Does that sound like, I mean, how does that sound? Does that sound believable?
It sounds legitimate.
Yeah, see, real legitimate. And let me tell you something.
Except there's one problem.
What's that?
Muhammad Ali was the only heavyweight fighter that the mob couldn't own. So why would they kill the goose that laid the golden egg? That's the problem.
We're not saying they killed him or they did anything.
By throwing the fight, they killed him. Because they
owned
the heavyweight champion.
Yeah, but they killed Liston. But you got to remember. No, but Ali had to go some time before it was understood that he couldn't be bought. Everybody else was being bought. So from their perspective, they thinking, we bought everybody else. We're going to buy him too. But right now, he the hot commodity. So, and again, wasn't so much that they had to buy him. What if I put all my money on Ali? Because he was the underdog. So because Liston lost, Liston made money for them. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't really have to kill that guy.
I understand that.
Yeah, you know, just looking at it from a different perspective. But, I believe that, though. I mean, and that's not really hard to believe. It just seems that because the story involves Muhammad Ali and some fake shit around it, you'd be like, you don't want to tarnish Ali's reputation or whatever. But that don't tarnish that. Because I'm going to tell you something. If Sonny Liston came in the ring and just looked at Ali and fell down and knocked himself out, that still don't excuse all them ass whoopers Ali put on a whole lot of people after that. So by no means does this lessen Muhammad Ali in my eyes. But it just goes to show. And we talk about the fight game. That's always been some crooked shit. I mean, that sounds very believable. But when you first hear it, you don't want to believe it. But it sounds true to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. Even if that was fixed by some mysterious group.
Yes, mysterious.
It certainly doesn't negate. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
See? Everybody with mysterious group.
People.
I don't know nothing about this guy. That group over there. I don't want to know nothing about that over there. All right. Yeah, but
that
again,
doesn't negate all the ass whoopings he gave out.
No, it don't. You know, there's a lot of people right now, probably still in pain over them lefts and rights Ali landed on that ass though. But it was interesting to see that. And in fact, HBO's got a special coming out on that, I think, next week, that's going to address or deal with some of that. Hey,
who's the commentator on? Do you know?
I don't know. I just heard about it. I didn't really follow it up, But again, if it's just about the life of Sonny Liston, that's one thing. But, you got to understand the premise of why some of these folks do shows. Now, if the show is designed to make Ali look bad, I might miss that show. You know, just like Oprah Winfrey with that move on Michael Jackson. You know, we're not going to, excuse me, that's a very touchy subject for me. So we're going to leave on that because I think Oprah didn't do Mike right. But that wasn't one of our show. Yeah, that wasn't one of our show topics tonight. So we're going to let the King of Pop rest. But, I'm talking to this group of people online. And right now I'm doing the lead up, the segue to the next topic. But I'm talking to, I know, if you got to tell them it's a segue, it's not a good one. I'm talking to this group of people online, and we're talking about. It's a
about
bicycle.
5 pounds?
Yes. Wait a minute. But I'm okay. We're going to chuckle it up with you. But I'm talking to a group of people online today, and we're looking at how different groups of people, different race, different cultures, express their, express their emotions. And what I mean by that is, you ever notice that if in the black neighborhood there's a lot of police brutality, or you can go alleged if that makes somebody feel better, but I'm going a lot of police brutality, profiling. So the black community, when it comes to police officers, I don't care how nice of a police officer you are, as an entity, the black community never sees that as something positive. And excuse me, before my cast gets on the word never, most of the time, don't see that as something positive. So when there are catastrophes and fatalities that involve police officers, and let me say this very clearly, taking the life of anyone, man, is just catastrophic, and it's wrong. So, but when these things happen to public servants who are supposed to be policing the black community but are beating the black community don't see that as such a travesty. Does that make sense? And so when you see, let's say, for example, police officers getting caught up in a bad situation. Now, while the town might mourn, and again, I have brothers who are police officers, so understand, I can speak from this perspective. The town might mourn, but the black community may not see that as such a bad thing. Not such a bad thing, but don't see it. They're not hurt as deep. I'll put it like that. Am I making sense to anyone?
I understand what you're saying. Because to most of us, they're not black, they're blue. And I can understand, because who else is going, if you're in a pickle, who's got your back but another cop?
Well,
you play bad. You remember the movie Serpico, where they send him into to raid this dope house, and they stick behind, nobody backs him up. When he opens the door, he gets shot in the face.
Okay.
That mentality exists on the police force. Very seldom, maybe once in a lifetime, they'll turn a bad cop in. But most of the time, they defend one another because they need one another. That doesn't make what they do right. Don't misunderstand me. But I understand the culture.
I think it's more of the fact that it's not that they don't feel it as intense as the next racist so do. I just think that people don't understand what people of color truly go through. Whereas, like, for instance, you use the cop as an instance. It's not that they don't care about the cop, but between being concerned about the cop, making sure the kids got something to eat, you're going to have a job. It's just not at the top of the list, whereas certain cultures can take that time because they don't have the necessary worries of the day. And a lot of the worries sometimes that people of color have on them, all of the time, is self-induced, per se, because they want to look at everything as a whole instead of trying to correct some of it. They look at it as a whole and they hold on to it. So they're already carrying such a heavy load that by the time these incidents occur, that's just one less load that especially don't concern them as much. So they don't show that same emotions.
Yeah.
They don't show the same emotions, but they feel it. They just don't show those emotions
because
they got so much other stuff they got to worry about.
And that's what I was trying to explain or talk on this group with. And it's like, I don't know, it was just different. And a lot of the people in the chat was talking about, you know, how could you not feel sorrow for, well, again, how do you not feel sorrow when an officer dies like that? Of course you feel sorrow, but what if that officer was the same officer who was involved in 6 unauthorized stops of African Americans and 2 or 3 of them ended in a fatality? Now, don't get me wrong, a life is still taken, it's still sad, but why would you expect those folks to be just as sad? It's a complex topic, and I want to talk about it intelligently so no one thinks that I'm okay with anybody taking a life or losing a life. So what I'm going to do with that...
What I think that where it is not you're using a police officer, but 90% of African Americans, they feel that same sorry for the police because they don't really deal with the police, so they don't feel it to that degree. But let's be real about some stuff, and if we be real about some stuff, that 5%, not only a black but of any race, they're out there causing trouble. You got the 5% of any race out there causing trouble. You got 5% of the police department out there causing trouble. So, when you see, as a person of color, when you see a cop, you tense up a little bit, but you're not petrified. You know what I mean? But using the example
that you use,
that when that person dies, that the 95% per se of people of color, they feel it, but not as deeply as, because for one thing, most cops, most police officers in different neighborhoods, they really become part of the neighborhood. In the black communities, that police officer, I don't care who he is, they don't really become part of the neighborhood. And so that's why you got, because in the other neighborhoods, they really knew that person. We only know that person as what we've seen or heard about how they did us wrong. So I feel for you, but I got other stuff I got to worry about right now.
And
so
you know what?
I got gas to make it the rest of the week.
See, Buster said, I feel for you, but I got other pressing shit that affects me directly right now. And you know what? Speaking of some shit that's going to affect this nation directly, let us take a little stroll down Pennsylvania Avenue, if we might. I know OG. I know OG ready for that. Triple OG said, let's go. Let's be there. Listen, folks. How do you put, and first of all, if anyone is not aware, this is not a pro presidential podcast. No, this is not a pro Donald Trump podcast. We call him 45. That's how we go. When I'm not pro, but I will always say this right here: win, lose, cheat, draw. He got his ass up in that White House, and again, he is the president. He's a real bad one, but he is the president. So, having said that, this week, they got impeachment hearings going on. It's going on all week. And again, they got some heavy hitters coming. You got I'm just going to give you a quick rundown, and then we'll talk about it. You got the former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine. You got Kurt Volker, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine. Marie, I'm not even going to mess her name up. We're gonna call her Yanovich. Huh?
Call her Miss Y.
Okay. You got the former senior advisor, Mike McKinley. You got a U.S. Department official, George Kent, Gordon Sondland, and Bill Taylor. Now, these folks, some of them have already testified. Everybody is of the opinion that, everybody is quite sure that there was nothing was ambiguous about, if you don't do what we need you to do with that investigation, you are not getting this money. That's not an issue. Everybody seems to be testifying to that thread right there, and that thread in itself is impeachable. What are you feeling, folks?
Listen, you understand the system. I'll let you any odds you want. The Senate's not going to convict him.
But now, I believe that. But what I'm saying is, and trust me, I get this. I know the Senate ain't going to never move on him. Okay,
they'll buy this. The next exercise in futility.
What I'm saying to you, to the podcast audience is, if you have that kind of evidence in your face, why would you not? That's all I'm really trying to get to. Somebody help me understand that.
What did I say before? He may be a crook, but he's our crook. That's what they say out there. I listened to some of it today. The damn Republicans, all they was talking about was Biden. They weren't talking about the president. They questioned those two guys. It was about Biden.
And you know what? And let me tell you something, okay? And I say this, again, as a Biden's a Democrat, so I'm a Biden supporter. Well, I said, I ain't jumping off no bridge for Biden's ass, but I'm a Biden supporter. But I'll say this. Even if Biden and his son was in some crooked shit with the Ukrainians, that's not what we're talking about here. There's another way to bring that to justice. But if Biden and his son was into some shit, now the president, you're going to use your office to force an investigation. But see, here's what I don't get. Even if they had an investigation, what? Biden ain't the president yet. What are you going to do, kick him out? He can't be in the campaign race? And again, it was his son who used Biden's name. So Biden didn't have any, you know, hands in that pot, except for he got his wife pregnant and they had a son. That was Joe Biden part in this. But the Republicans, they are holding on to Biden. No, you're missing the point. Well, they're not missing the point. They're trying to redirect. I don't want to talk about what. Yeah, I don't want to talk about what happened. Let's talk about Joe Biden.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Joe. Oh, Dave, what's Joe's son name?
I don't know.
All right, well, the Biden boy. We'll call him the Biden boy, all right? We're going to talk about the Biden boy, all right? We don't want to talk about nothing else.
Of course.
Hey.
That's what you do. When the game is against you, you find another game to play.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's what it is.
My baby brother just checking in with us.
That's what politicians do. I, for one, will just soon as lock up every damn politician in the country, and I start over again.
Say that again, brother.
If it was up to me, I'd lock up every damn politician in the country and start all over again.
Well,
I'll
probably
from out of there.
See, now you're earning that name Triple OG right now. You earning that name right now. But my thing is, I don't know if I'd lock them up, but how about maybe for the next 50 years, you could only hold one, maybe two terms.
No, I don't want two. One.
Huh? Nah, because you got to remember, it take time to get shit done. And sometimes, you know, depending on, you talking about construction projects and capital shit like that, we're talking about 2 or 3 years just in the planning process. So I would say maybe one, two terms max. And then we can kind of regulate. But for anybody to become a lifetime politician, that's crazy. And his son name is Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting name, isn't it?
Yep, Hunter. Hunt that money from your daddy name. Wait a minute, hold on. And we're going to get back to this in a minute, but I'm going to tell you something, and I'm sorry. It might sound a little bit like nepotism, a little bit. But damn it, let me tell you something. If my father is Michael Jordan, and I want to go play basketball at North Carolina, and I know I'm not that good, but they in love with my father, man, who going to say no? Who going to say, well, no, I can't. I know I'm not that good, so I'm not going. No, I want to put you on the team, Kent. I'm like, all right, let me get number 23 too. So I'm saying,
your father got enough money to buy your way on the team.
Well, again, in this case here, it didn't cost Joe any money. And I'm sure, and I'm pretty sure if this happened, and I don't even know how it happened, he might have got the job because of who his father was. But let's face it. Hold on. Let's face this fact right here. Who in the hell? You mean to tell me anywhere Barack Obama's daughters go, anywhere that their father being Barack Obama ain't going to make a difference. They have no say in that matter.
Absolutely.
I mean, does that make sense?
Look at Clinton's daughter, the second ugliest person in the damn world, and everywhere she goes, she gets a job.
Oh, gee, you crazy.
you ain't right, man.
He said the second ugliest. You know what? I don't even want to ask you who. I'm not going to ask you who the first was. Not going to do that. No, I'm going to let that for another show. But I'm just, you know, we're going to get back to Reagan. But how do you not use family name? And again, he don't even, that's not to say that Hunter didn't go out there and say, you know who my father is. But damn it, who don't know who your father is? No, let's be
and
real.
And who doesn't do that?
If you come in here and your last name is Obama, automatically I'm going to find out if you are direct heir of Barack. So when you go for a job interview and your last name is Biden, Joe was in the Senate. You know Joe Biden? Yeah, that's my father. Really? Okay. Tell my secretary, go ahead and cancel all the rest of the interviews. We found our guy.
Thank you.
I'm for real.
Of course. The way the game is played. Understand that.
But anyway,
I'm mad at him.
We're still going through all this shit here with Trump. And the real, real sad part is, and again, Poe thing. I'm saying Poe thing, and I mean it from my heart. That man don't think he got himself so conditioned to everything is the way he wants it to be, and if it ain't, it's wrong. He still don't see where he did anything wrong. See, that's a problem.
Of course he did nothing wrong. His phone call was perfect, remember?
Let him tell it. I mean, you know what? Let him tell it. So he don't – and let me tell you something. If I know – here's the evidence against me, right? Now, me personally, in another life, of course, I'm going to try to get rid of the evidence. I can't try to convince you. What's this? I can't convince you.
Yeah,
but
what do you do when your chief of staff gets up on the podium in the White House press rooms and tells you to get over it? It's done.
My response to that is, define perfect. What's perfect? I didn't swear at you. I wasn't drunk. What's perfect?
The eyes like beauty in the eyes of the beholder.
Well, again, he got to use words perfect, and he's got to use words synonyms like that so that makes you so he wants you to think that there's no reason to look at this. Come on, this is perfect. We did it exactly right. You know what I'm saying? But he exactly right as per exactly what he wanted to do. But and let me say this to you, okay, because I firmly believe, now don't get me wrong, he's not the only president that strong armed somebody. I mean, we know that, right?
Of course.
I'm just saying, we know that, right?
Of course.
What they always tell the brothers when in the movie, yeah, we know it ain't the first time, but you got caught.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You got caught,
you did
man. Doing it. Well, a lot of people doing it, but you got caught. So you got to pay for this, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't believe for a second that what he did isn't done. Probably a lot more diplomatically, but for the same end result.
Thank you very much. See, he just got caught.
And of course, he got caught.
He not only got caught, he bragged about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
What'd you say about that, baby boy?
I was going to say, you know, a lot of people do things, and some people get caught, and they pay for it. Some people don't get caught. But his thing is, because the way he got them believing he can't do no wrong, there's nothing wrong with this, what he did. He's doing like business deals. And his followers, they believe him. They, once again, I think he's the Antichrist. Cause he gonna burn this shit down, but people, it's a cult. People believe him. And most cult leaders, what ends up happening, once again, remember Guyana, what happened then? Jim Jones.
Everybody drank the juice.
There you
hey,
go.
Man, watch this, man. But he's serving a different juice right now. But I mean, watch this now. Let me go on the record again. Ain't no way in the hell I'm a Trump supporter. But I just think that the man is just drunk with power and money. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't put him in the Jim Jones category. I'm just saying, I think whatever it would do for him to just, if somebody could say, you know what, we figured it out, you're the richest person in the world, I think he would just go away and be happy. I think that's important to him. He just want to have money, man. Money and
he got money. Actually, what he wants is a hotel in Russia.
Money. And as long as he's getting money, I think he's okay.
Donald Trump wants people to praise him and a hotel in Russia. And he'll burn this place down to get that. Because once he's gone, he ain't got to live here. He can go live in Russia somewhere.
You think he would do that?
No, he's going to.
It's possible.
If they
kick him out of Palm Beach County, live there. Watch it. If he go to Palm, watch it. We know where he's not going. He ain't going to New York. We know where he's not going. Okay, that's the only place.
They don't treat him right.
Yeah.
They don't respect him.
Well, no, he's not going to New York because they're gonna lock his ass up if he go to New York after he get out of office.
No, he can be extradited.
Well, I mean, that's not from Russia, he ain't. Yeah, I can see that down. We're going to go tell Putin, hey, Putin, hey, Vladimir, can you send him back over here? The guy who gave me all this territory? Nah, we're going to keep this guy over here. And we let him open his hotel. I don't know. I mean,
I'll go to speak to some of the jihadists in Iraq or someplace. Who's lost family members through our bombing, send them to Russia. They'll get them out.
Well, they can't get in. So that ain't happening. They can't even get in. But I'm just saying,
you can get in any day.
It would not surprise me if at the end of his, after he gets voted out, because he won't do another term. I'll go on the mat for that. You know, he's not going to get reelected, man. So I think that even his base, it's not going to be big enough to support. And I think that the victory from any, and I go on record saying any Democrat, the victory over Trump is going to be so huge that even Electoral College can't mess that up or won't mess
not
that up.
Not any Democrat. Not any Democrat.
Any Democrat.
I disagree
Putin
with you.
I do. I'm sorry.
Sake.
I think that
what
that's
the hell? No, you don't want him.
Huh?
And a black folk and a black person in this country will vote for this guy.
For who?
And forget about the evangelicals. They'll vote for another Trump first.
I don't know, man. I think that, again, this is just me. Well, I just, you know, I think that the nation, again, is just so tired of his over-the-top antics that I do. I think that they will vote against him, man. I don't think he's going to make it anywhere near as close as he made it with Hillary, even though he lost that race.
Oh, I
can beat
damn Hillary. I can beat Hillary.
Nah, come on now. Watch this. I ain't no Hillary supporter. Well, I ain't anti-Hillary, but, you know,
well,
I remember.
I voted for him, but if I ran against her, I could beat him.
Well, they watch this. They trying to wake her up to get back in the race.
They're trying to work.
Wait, holding up. But hold on. I got a segue to something. Who's the millionaire jumping in the race?
I'm tired of millionaires.
No,
I want somebody who's very poor.
Well, if you're very poor, you ain't got money to campaign.
I'm in.
Yeah. Bloomberg.
Let's talk about
this guy Bloomberg, man.
One of the studies that stop and frisk crap in New York that arrested every black man on the street and frisk him down. No, you don't want Bloomberg.
No,
that's Giuliani.
No, that was Trump. No, that's Bloomberg. What I'm saying is he's in the race. I'm not voting for him. I don't even give him credit. Because my thing is, wasn't he like a Republican, and now he's switching to be a Democrat just to run against Trump?
I don't think so, yeah.
He was a Republican.
Yeah.
His first term, he was a Republican in New York. He was mayor.
Yeah, he was a Republican in New York. Donald Trump.
You don't want this. I'm telling you, you don't want this guy.
No, we're not saying we want him. I'm just saying he's jumping in the race. I want Cory Booker. That's what I'm still there. All right. So yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we got a new person trying to enter the race. In fact, we got three new people trying to enter the race. Because right now Bloomberg, we're talking they're trying to get Eric Holder up, and there is underlying tones that Hillary might try to jump in.
I'm trying to talk myself out of running. I want to run.
I'll vote for you, Triple G. That'd be two votes you got, man. That's the second time today I heard somebody getting two votes. All right, but anyway.
I think he's
running. He's got too much in his pot.
What does he say?
OG can't run. He's got too much in his past, I'm sure.
OG said, look, look at here. Trump won without showing his taxes. So shouldn't people pass, we've let that know in America, we got a new standard. We don't care. Because I'm going to switch over from the impeachment real quick right up to his taxes, because I need somebody to help me understand this. If we're just talking the leader of the free world, if you are running for president, you're the president, what the hell would stop you from showing your income taxes, man, to the nation? Don't get me wrong, when every other president has done it, now he made it known that it's not an actual presidential requirement. But now that it is a requirement because they're trying to subpoena them from the state of New York, you're fighting that. So let's get back to the real question. What the hell would make somebody not want to show their taxes, but you're bold enough to run for president of the United States? Help me.
He's just trying to be a baller.
He may not be as wealthy as he says he is.
Well, we know that.
It'll show where you've been somehow or another defrauding the IRS. That's why when you got something to hide, you ain't trying to show it.
Exactly.
Amen.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why he don't want these people to testify. He got something to hide.
Of course.
Well, but my thing is this right here, and I'm sorry. I say to the Electoral College, not just America, you know what? You voted that man in office without seeing his taxes. Come on, yo. Let that shit. I mean, you can still fight for him, but ain't no need in you trying to come at him hard now. You knew that you suspected he had, and I think the reason he don't want to show his taxes is because all the money he got invested in the transaction he got in Ukraine and in Russia. I think that's more than tax fraud. Because he got, he had Cohen doing his taxes, and I'm sure he had CPAs to make sure that his shit was justified. But where he made money and where he lost money and where money was being transferred, that's the kind of income tax return that would stop him probably from getting a secret clearance, which means he would have never been allowed to run for president of the United States. So my thing is, but you know what though, America, you got his ass in office anyway without seeing it. He made it. He was part of that whole ridiculous campaign about the birth certificate. Now y'all, America, you wasn't letting that shit go till you seen Barack's birth certificate. I don't get
half of them didn't believe it then.
Then he had it doctored up. But this man ain't—he told you from the beginning he ain't seeing, you ain't seeing his taxes, and he didn't show them. Now you want to get mad at him? No, I say I'm sorry. I say find something else to get mad at his ass about, because you knew about that going into this. And I want to go on the record again and say I am not a Donald Trump supporter, but right is right.
Listen. my question is, well, the next guy, what do we do when the next guy says, I don't want to give my taxes. I don't want to show my taxes. Because like you said, there's nothing in law that says he has to. It's a tradition that's been down for, going back a couple of decades.
The only person that won't do it is a Republican, and as long as it's a Republican, they're not gonna say anything. The moment it becomes a Democrat, then the Republicans will find a way to put that in motion. But as long as it's a Republican that does it, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, but the Republicans, he was the first guy in that office not to do it. People have run for the office before him.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is
Republicans and Democrats.
But they let him in, though.
They got a new breed in there. They ain't got them same old Republicans that used to be in there. They're not in there anymore.
Absolutely.
They got the little youngins in there that's trying to make a quick buck, and that's why they're hanging on the Trump coattail, thinking he gonna make them a quick buck. But it ain't the same Republicans that already was set.
True.
And the older Republicans that's in there right now, they get ready to get out. And so they going with him just to get as much money as they can get, and then they out of here. That's why he's able to do everything that he wants to do.
Well, I mean, it's a thing where, you know, like I said, man, sometimes – if I'm Donald Trump, well, I'm not Donald Trump, and I'm not going to even start that scenario. But everything from his campaign to now that we've asked of that man, he hasn't done. He's saying, why should I start now? Why should I start now? But I do.
He had no intentions. He never had any intentions. He just wants, as Baby Boy said earlier, he just wants power. And all that other stuff. He wants power. Well, I was gonna say more than he want money, but there's nothing he want more than money. Money and power. That's what he
money
wants.
And attention.
And that's what he got right now. Attention, yeah, but you take attention and power and money. That's the trifecta.
And nobody can do anything about that, huh?
Nothing wrong with a trifecta.
Only if you're at the Meadowlands.
Run, horsey, run.
Yeah, but like I said, I believe when it all comes down to the come down and all the ducks are in a row, I really do believe that it is a excellent possibility. And I don't wish jail on nobody. That man might go to jail.
No, he ain't going to jail.
Not going to happen.
He'll keep that in the appeals court until he dies. When he dies, there's going to be a whole bunch of shit in the appeals court.
When he lose, if he don't haul butt to Russia, he going to eventually go to jail. He going to go to jail. If he loses, he's going to jail. Because New York is hot on his trail right now, and he the president. They just, like, standing at the door waiting. All right, Democrats, y'all get him out of office. If y'all get him out of office, we'll get him in jail.
He'll die before he'll go to jail.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's got enough lawyers that are hanging that up in litigation again until he's at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I say they coming to get him, though. I say you said
he's going to jail, and he won't go to
if
jail.
If they come to get him, they're going to get him. I don't care how many lawyers he got. Look at Capone, all of them. They tried, but when they didn't make up their mind that they coming to get you, you got.
Then you won't get to find out.
Capone, they got him income tax evasion.
Watch this, though. You're going to find out how strong his supporters are. Then you're going to see who really has him doing what he's doing to this nation right now. Hey, but listen.
When you're being ordered, how long does that take?
Well, watch this.
He's been ordered before he became president?
They put a subpoena in for the record to see if he was actually being ordered. But anyway, listen, podcast audience, that's our time
for
tonight.
Let me just say this real quick.
Thank you for joining.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me just. You said you'll see how long his support. You got to remember this. His supporters wasn't with him at all until he actually became president. And when I'm talking about supporters, I mean all the people that's keeping him in power now. Because you got to remember, the people vote didn't even get him in there. It was electoral. He got beat by like 3 million votes. So
which
it wasn't even the people's vote.
Which I was saying earlier, but I kept getting muted for some reason. I don't know why. I'll check on that later.
Did you have
but anyway,
echo?
Are there
phone?
More white people in PA and what is that, Idaho or Iowa? Those are the people that – those are the states that got him into office, which is the majority of that is white people.
Like I was saying, everyone. Hey, we've come. No, I hear you, man. No, I was muting you because I was getting I'm getting a bad echo from your line. That's why you were being muted, man. But anyway, thank you for joining podcast Hodge the Hodge on Blog Talk Radio. Again, we like to talk about relevant issues, but we try to talk about it in a manner that most folks or a lot of folks can get to. So let's say goodnight, Cass, and we'll pick this show up again next Wednesday at 9 o'clock. This is co-producer saying goodnight.
You getting that call now?
Good night,
ma'am?
Everyone. Good night.
Good night,
Cass.
Good night, everybody.
Do something with him, man. Good night, everyone.
Messenger, handle our business for us, would you?
Ha, 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 ha.